This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Campaigning for the second phase of Lok Sabha elections ended this evening. Top leaders of major political parties made last-ditch efforts to woo the voters by holding back-to-back rallies and roadshows. Voting for this phase will take place for 89 Lok Sabha seats in 13 states and union territories on Friday. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi addressed a public meeting in Ambikapur city of Chhattisgarh and at Sagar district in Madhya Pradesh today. Senior BJP leader Amit Shah held a poll meeting at Allapura in Kerala this afternoon. BJP President JP Nadda addressed a public meeting at Bhagalpur in Bihar. On the other hand, senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi attended an election rally in Amravati Lok Sabha constituency of Maharashtra today. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge spoke at a social justice conclave organized by the party in the national capital. The Karnataka Chief Electoral Officer Manoj Kumar Meena said free and fair elections will be ensured in the 14 constituencies going to polls on the 26th of April. Addressing media persons in Bengaluru today, he informed that out of 30,602 polling booths, there will be webcasting in 19,701 booths and 1,370 booths will be under CCTV surveillance. Apart from 50,000 police personnel from the state, there will also be 7 companies of paramilitary forces and 65 companies of central forces providing security on the day of the election. In Arunachal Pradesh, re-polling was held at 8 polling stations of 4 assembly constituencies in Arunachal West Parliamentary Constituency amidst tight security today. The Election Commission had declared the voting held at these polling stations for parliamentary and assembly elections on the 19th of this month as void. President Draupadi Murmu addressed the convocation ceremony of the Indian Forest Service probationers at Forest Research Institute in Dehradun today. She highlighted the pressing issue of climate change and underscored the critical role of forest conservation in combating its effects. The president said that mankind is deliberately making the mistake of forgetting the importance of forests. She stressed that humans are not the owners but the protectors of the earth's invaluable resources. The president encouraged probation officers to shoulder the vital duties of conserving, promoting and nurturing forests. In the convocation ceremony, as many as 99 probationers from the Indira Gandhi National Forest Academy, along with 2 trainee officers from the friendly nation of Bhutan, graduated from the academy's 2022-24 course. In Jammu and Kashmir, the police said today detained as many as 67 suspected people for questioning in connection with the killing of a civilian by 2 Lashkar-e-Taiba LET terrorists in a village in Rajouri district. During investigation, credible evidence had obtained and the police has identified one of the 2 terrorists involved in this act as a foreign terrorist. The police also released the pictures of the foreign terrorist and announced a cash reward of 10 lakh rupees for him. A case has been registered in Thana Mandi police station and till now 67 suspected persons have been detained for questioning. National Panchayati Raj Day is being celebrated today. The Ministry of Panchayati Raj is holding a one-day national colloquium on grassroots government in New Delhi on the occasion today. Speaking during the inaugural session, Secretary of the Ministry of Panchayati Raj, Vivek Bharadwaj, hailed the regularization of panchayat elections as the most significant achievement of the 73rd Amendment. The U.S. Senate has approved a controversial landmark bill that could see TikTok banned in America. The bill will now go to the U.S. President Joe Biden, who has vowed to sign it into a law. In archery, the Indian men's and women's compound teams have reached the finals of Shanghai World Cup Stage 1 in China today. In the finals, the men's team will face the Netherlands and the women's team will go up against Italy. In IPL cricket, Delhi Capitals will take on Gujarat Titans at the Arun Jaitley Stadium in Delhi this evening. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.